BBC Radio Sheffield, John Sicada, and Just Another Day. Right, later today, it's the Sheffield Pride Festival. It's going to take place at Encliffe Park. In about an hour, we're going to be live at the venue. We'll look ahead to what we can expect. But earlier, I caught up with three young ladies who are going to be performing on the main stage later this afternoon. They popped into the studio to have a chat yesterday, and I asked them how they came to work together, first of all.
We all met at a recording studio up in West Yorkshire.
Right.
Where we all went to record our own individual projects, and the idea to put the Bonbons, or a girl band, together was put forward to us by our producer. So we liked the idea, didn't we? Mm. We met each other, liked each other.
So you were all kind of individual performers beforehand,
yeah,
then?
Yeah, yeah.
Solo. How do you like that, performing together as opposed to being on stage on your own?
Oh, we love it, don't we?
Yeah.
We love it.
I like it better in a group. You've got less to worry about, to be fair.
And if something goes wrong, you're there sharing
yeah,
it together,
just,
aren't you?
Yeah. Pass blame on someone else.
How would you describe the music that you guys record and perform?
It's... well, our album, it's like edgy pop. It's pop music with urban and rock influences.
Yeah.
So kind of combining the two, which is, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, like, on the album, there's loads of different songs, hopefully, that, you know, so everybody out there, there's something for everyone. There's the slow, there's the dancer, there's the slightly weirder ones at times.
Weirder ones. You're doing school tours as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Performing to schools.
Yeah, we've been doing a school tour at the moment. We've been really busy with it. We've done, like, the Yorkshire area, a few up in Lancashire. We've been at Redillion High School this morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we've got loads coming up, but I can't remember all the names.
Tell us about the first album, then. Did you write most of it yourselves? Are there any covers on there?
We write together with our producer to make the sound of the Bonbons, don't we? So that's how we come up with our sound. But the first album, it's quite different, isn't it?
I think we've found our feet now with what type of music we want to be known for.
The second album, we've had a lot more like input.
In the first album, it was like an experiment, wasn't it? Like what we thought worked, but now I think we've definitely found our sound.
There are some really good songs on the first one, but I like the second album better.
We'll hear a sample of it in a bit when we finish the interview. Well, have you ever thought about going for the talent shows that you see on telly, the X Factors, The Voice, all that kind of thing? Or Sheffield, John Sicada, and Just Another Day. Right, later today, it's the Sheffield Pride Festival. It's going to take place at Encliffe Park. In about an hour, we're going to be live at the venue. We'll look ahead to what we can expect. But earlier, I caught up with three young ladies who are going to be performing on the main stage later this afternoon. Bonbons. Amy, Catherine. Catherine and Kay. And they popped into the studio to have a chat yesterday, and I asked them how they came to work together, first of all.
We all met at a recording studio up in West Yorkshire.
Right.
Where we all went to record our own individual projects, and the idea to put the Bonbons, or a girl band, together was put forward to us by our producer. So we liked the idea, didn't we? Mm. We met each other, liked each other.
So you were all kind of individual performers beforehand,
yeah,
then?
Yeah.
Solo. How do you like that, performing together as opposed to being on stage on your own?
Oh, we love it, don't we?
Yeah.
We love it.
I like it better in a group. You've got less to worry about, to be fair.
And if something goes wrong, you're there sharing it together, aren't you?
Yeah. Pass blame on someone else.
How would you describe the music that you guys record and perform?
It's... our album, it's like edgy pop. It's pop music with urban and rock influences.
Yeah.
So kind of combining the two, which is,
unique. Yeah, like, on the album, there's loads of different songs, hopefully, that, you know, so everybody out there, there's something for everyone. There's the slow, there's the dancer, there's the slightly weirder ones at times.
Weirder ones. You're doing school tours as well, aren't you? Yeah. Performing to schools.
Yeah, we've been doing a school tour at the moment. We've been really busy with it. We've done, like, the Yorkshire area, a few up in Lancashire. We've been at Redillion High School this morning. And we've got loads coming up, but I can't remember all the names.
Tell us about the first album, then. Did you write most of it yourselves? Are there any covers on there?
We write together with our producer to make the sound of the Bonbons, don't we? So that's how we come up with our sound. But the first album, it's quite different, isn't it?
I think we've found our feet now with what type of music we want to be known for.
The second album, we've had a lot more, like, input into it.
In the first album, it was like an experiment, wasn't it? Like, what we thought worked. But now I think we've definitely found our sound.
There are some really good songs on the first one, but I like the second album better.
We'll hear a sample of it in a bit when we finish the interview. Well, have you ever thought about going for the talent shows that you see on telly, the X Factors, The Voice, all that kind of thing? Or have you decided that that's not for you, that that's not the path you want to take?
We've never ruled them out, have we? We haven't auditioned for anything as yet. We're trying to make the most off our own backs. We're trying to get as far as we can. Maybe one day we will go on to one. You never know.
Yeah, we never say never. I mean, because... if you're not very successful,
it just happens to be the mood that they're in on that day as well, doesn't it? If you just happen to drop on the wrong day, and
I think
it can
they can make or break it out there. I think it's very risky.
If you manage to succeed without the use of the TV shows,
then that's a bonus. But we never not ruled it out.
No.
How do you guys kind of make a living? Do you make a living from this, or do you have to have jobs on the side as well to keep the money coming in?
Well, we're more or less in this full time.
We're
just getting by, aren't we?
Yeah.
Not more the flash cards just yet. Not yet.
No.
You're going to be a Sheffield Pride today. What time are you going to be on this afternoon?
Ooh, we're performing at
2:30.
2:30. If anyone didn't hear that,
half past two.
Please come down.
And we're going to do a bit of the new stuff, but the stuff from the first album as well.
We'll be doing all the new stuff, won't we, from our second album. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, guys, it's been great to catch up with you today. You're going to be at Sheffield Pride this afternoon.
Yeah.
Whereabouts can we see you in the near future? Are you going to be doing any more gigs around this patch at all, or can we keep up to date on the website?
Hopefully,
If you check our website, all our gigs are on there.
Right.
But we're all over at the moment. We don't know what's in diary doing. We're in Hull.
Hull on Monday.
I love this.
We're in Hull on Monday.
It's a proper team effort, this, isn't it?
I'm not that good at geography.
Well, give us the website address then again so we can have a look at it and check it out on there. Go on.
Oh, it's a shame. The website address is thebonbonswithaz.com, and if you go on there, you can see all our gigs, so you'll know where we are.
I think you'll be able to spot them this afternoon. Oh, yeah, they're going to be Aincliffe Park for the Sheffield Pride Festival, the Bonbons. Yorkshire Girl Band, the Bonbons, and a bit of Sheffield Pride this afternoon at Hinchliffe Park. And we'll be there in about an hour's time to take a look at what else is going to be on the bill later on this afternoon. It's 7:45, BBC Radio Sheffield. We'll have a look at the morning papers in just a few moments' time. Then my studio paper reviewer today is Fred Gould. Be with me in just a few moments.